On this episode of Still Loading, I couldn't even get my fucking cartridge to work. Hello everyone, and welcome back to this new episode of Still Loading. As usual, it is me, Josh, talking about a new episode in the 40 for 40 series, talking about a new game for a new episode in the 40 for 40 series. Pardon me, I can't speak tonight. As you heard in the little intro, I couldn't get my freaking cartridge to work. I have this game completed box. What is that game, you may ask? Well, you can read it in the fucking title, but in case you didn't, it is Ski or Die for the NES. So let's get into it, right? So overall, this game did not have a lot to talk about, as you have seen with the running trend of all the games in these 40 for 40 series. Well, not all of them. You know, Mega Man 3 had a lot of good stuff, of course, because it's freaking Mega Man 3. But no, so the game itself didn't have a whole lot. It was pretty much a collection of mini games, involving skiing and snowboarding and pretty much winter sports in general on mountaintops. I couldn't really play too much of it, so I did watch a long play, and it is not a long game because, like I said, it is just a collection of mini games. And since it is just a collection of mini games, the game can be beaten in about 15 minutes if you want to count that being beaten, because there's not really credits to roll. You just kind of do all the mini games. So let's start talking about it. First off, in true Still Loading style, let's talk about the box art. The box art, you know, as a kid, probably this would have, like, stuck out to me. Ski or Die, just, you know, right there. You have death involved, and it's metal, you know, So it would have, interested me as a kid, because, you know, it sounded like hardcore or something, you know, like, oh man, skiing or dying. Yeah, metal. And it's got some really 80s looking dude with some totally red neon highlights all over his body, because, you know, it's stylized. I couldn't think of a word there for a second. But he's just, even though it's called Ski or Die, the guy on the box is riding a snowboard. That's right, the guy, even though it's called Ski or Die, the guy on the box is riding a snowboard. So, as usual, let's read the back of the box, as there's always some interesting stuff involved there. So, Ski or Die. This is no place for flakes, dude. Welcome to Rodney's Winter Wonderland of Tasty Tournaments, a gnarly snow sports spectacular of five events. Snowboard halfpipe, snowball blast, in a tube thrash, downhill blitz, and acro aerials. Whether you're trying to win points or the judges' hearts, it's a torture test of slope slicing skill for up to six skiers. Oh, okay. I was like, you can't play six people at once. Okay, so what was kind of cool watching it, just kind of, you know, bouncing off what the back of this box said here, what was kind of cool watching the long play of it is that it did offer players the ability to enter up to six names, so that way you can kind of keep track of individual scores. So you can save up to six scores on the cartridge. Now, I do not know if this cartridge has a battery backup, so as far as I'm aware, as soon as you, I mean, I shouldn't say as far as I'm aware. I don't know if this cartridge has a battery backup. So if it doesn't, putting in the names means nothing, because it's not going to save any of that. It will be gone immediately after. So that's great. So you can save up to six players' stats. So that way you can basically compare scores. And what I thought was cool about that is it allowed competition among friends, so you could pass around the controller and, you know, keep trying to beat each other's scores on individual things. Now, there weren't any scores for, like, you, it's never you versus an NPC, it's always going to be you versus your friends. There's not really scores for NPCs. There's some, you know, you against the computer type of minigames, but there's only five minigames in this entire thing. So
The first one is basic. Oh, I didn't finish reading the back of the box. Pardon. Let's keep on going. And I'm going to lose my poor excuse for a bro voice. But Rodney warns you the mountain's crawling with contest crashers like punk penguins, abnormal abominables, chainsaw toting rabbits, what the fuck, and bodacious polar bears. I love the NES so much. What? This, okay, so before I continue reading the back of this, let me see. This game was developed by Ultra Games, and for those who don't know, a little bit of a Nintendo history lesson, in case any of you don't know this already. You know, back when the NES was out, basically to quality control everything, Nintendo only allowed developers to release, I believe, I want to say 5 games a year total. That's it. So if you were developers like Konami and Capcom, who generally put out good, like a high quality level of work, you were only allowed contractually to release 5 games under your label. So what they would do is they would create essentially shell publishers to publish games made by them. Ultra Games is a shell publisher for Konami. So this is actually a Konami game, even though it says Ultra Games on the front of the box, or even though it says it's developed by Ultra Games. It's pretty much just a shell, you know, developer for Konami. What I love about it is that a lot of old NES games, because, you know, they were predominantly made in Japan, the localizations back in the 80s weren't the strongest just yet, because, you know, video games were still a relatively new medium. So what I love about the NES is, like, the idea of what Japanese developers thought American kids would really like. And just the idea of having punk penguins, abnormal abominables, chainsaw-toting rabbits, and bodacious polar bears, that reeks of it to me, and I eat it up. This makes me so happy because it is so ridiculous. I really wish my cartridge worked. I could only get it. It just kept glitching out on me. I think I need to clean it. I did try cleaning it, but I don't know. I'm gonna fidget with it. Maybe afterwards I can keep trying and see what happens. But it sucks because I really want to try this out. I just wish I could have, you know, experienced the controls. I was able to get a little bit going, but there was lines streaking through it, and just, it was glitching out. Now, if I held the cartridge all the way down, because I have a front loader NES, not the top loader, I have a front loader NES, and if I held the cartridge all the way down, then it worked fine, but I don't want to have to hold the cartridge down, and I'm pretty sure that's not good for the pin connectors. I'm just saying. In any case, let's keep on reading, right? So we left off at bodacious polar bears, as you do. Frenzied freaks of nature who want you to cash it in on a snowbank, but buckle down and you'll rack up points for pulverizing all kinds of ski shack scum. Assuming, of course, you can swoosh past bear traps, trees, and other ouch-inducing obstacles. And when you're not engaged in wild tubular warfare with twisted slope slime like Lester and the Igloo Heads, you must blind the keen-eyed judges with your brilliant backflips, ollies, pikes, hand plants, daffies, and helicopters. Just stay cool while you hone your skills in practice, or hot dog it in, competition. Because one bogus move and you'll be plowing up the slope. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. Because one bogus move and you'll be plowing the slope with your chin. Alternate play for up to 6 people. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So that is what the back of the box says. And the box is pretty appealing. Like I said, the title is pretty entertaining. It's got a dude on a snowboard, like I said, you know, shredding it up. You see flakes of snow flying across, and it's got some wicked cool highlights, like bright neon green and yellows and blues. It's great. It's so 80s and 90s. It's just like 1990. That looks like something right out of Saved by the Bell. I'm all into that. So in any case, in the manual, it really doesn't, let me see what the manual says. It really doesn't say too much more in terms of like weird stuff like that. It pretty much just breaks down your controls. It breaks down all the different competitions. It also tells you about how to do different moves for different things. So let's go into the game itself. What are the actual, you know, mini games that you get to play? Well, the first one is, at least that I tried out when I could barely see anything on it, was the half pipe, the snowboarding half pipe. And pretty much the way it works is that you would, let me see, how does the game describe it? Does the game describe it better than I can? Because I'm like at a lot. Snowboard half pipe. You got 5 feet of snowboard, 40 inches of snow, and 20 degrees below zero. So why not take a couple of minutes to tear down this tube? This tube by displaying your airborne talents. So pretty much, it's kind of like an interesting attempt at like faux 3D, because you just see a still image of like a half pipe that clearly like is supposed to fade out into the distance, like you're going, like, you know, it's faking 3D. And the way they kind of fake 3D in the game is that they have sprites that gradually get larger as you're getting closer to it. So it's just a neat little trick for 3D, and it's pretty effective, because realistically all they're doing is just changing the sprite sizes at different intervals. And because of the way it works, it makes a pretty convincing 3D effect. It's actually pretty fun. The controls, from what, that was the only portion, like I said, I could really squeeze any kind of gameplay out of. Like I said, the cartridge barely worked, but it was fun. I enjoyed, the controls were actually pretty tight. It worked pretty well. So I wish I could comment more on the controls, but I really didn't get to try out all the other mini games. There is a snowball mini game as well, that pretty much you have a tower in the middle of a big field, and you have to protect it by throwing snowballs at children. Literally children. It says you have to hit so many children to pass, or kids, you have to hit so many kids to beat each stage. And I believe there's three stages. And by the end, you're like trying to take out 80 children with snowballs, because that's, you know, what a responsible adult does. And that is pretty much that game. And what's kind of cool about it, though, is that you see a little compass on the bottom of the screen, and it gives you, you know, the cardinal directions, north, south, east, west, and it tells you how many kids are in that direction. So you essentially have four different screens you can turn to, north, south, east, west, and you have to hit the kids on there. And once you're on that screen, then you can move the aiming reticule, or, you know, sight essentially around, and you just hit some button, I'm assuming A, because I couldn't play it, but you use that to hit the kids, and you have to hit so many, and then you move on to the next stage. So that seemed responsible, I guess. And that's pretty much all there was for that minigame. Very simple to describe, but what I noticed is the more simple the minigame is, the more rounds they offer of it. So, like, the snowboarding on a halfpipe one, it was about, you could go down the halfpipe for about 2 minutes to see how high of a score you could get. On the snowball one, there's only a finite amount of kids, so what they do is that they split it up into three different rounds, progressing, you know, getting harder and harder, and they do throw snowballs back at you. There's also what's called acro aerials, which is essentially you see it all the time on the Olympics. You know, a skier will go down a gigantic slope off a huge ramp and see how many tricks they can do in one jump. You know, how much air can they get and how many tricks can they complete while in midair before they land. And that's pretty much what that is. So you'll do one of those jumps, and the computer judges will grade you, and then you get three trials of it to see what's your best score. And once again, it saves it onto your account, so that way you and up to six friends can compete against each other, see who gets the best scores in these mini games. So that is the acro aerials and the snowboard halfpipe we already talked about. What's another interesting? Oh, snowball blast is the one I talked to you about as well. And then an interesting one is the downhill blitz, which pretty much is this one actually looked like the most fun to me. The way it would work is that you pretty much are skiing down a mountainside, and you just have to jump at the right time. It's kind of like, think of it like Crash Bandicoot. You know how in Crash, like, you're running straight ahead, or you're running towards the camera, and you're just jumping over things? This is kind of like that, but instead of the camera being 3D and behind Crash, it's top down, and you're just seeing the skier from the top half of the screen, and you have to dodge things coming up from the bottom. That's pretty much it. It's, once again, another decent attempt at faux 3D, especially since the NES couldn't really do 3D, but it was really cool. I really wish I could try that one as well. Half of these ones I just wish I could try. And the last one on here, which was kind of weird, was it was basically, it's called Inner Tube Thrash, and pretty much you got into an inner tube and you had to fight an NPC to get down the hill the fastest. So you could, what it looked like was that you could, yeah, that's what it was, sorry, I'm looking at it right now. You are able to, this one's a pretty cool minigame as well. This would be an awesome two-player game. So you go down the hill on these inner tubes and you can pick up power-ups that'll help you either pop your enemy's tube or patch up your own and repair yours. So you can throw dinner forks, lawn darts, and Ranger Scout pocket knives to get to help pop the bubbles. On the things to repair your inner tube, you can get a patch, a pump. Well, that doesn't make sense. Pumps and patches give you air, traps take... Okay, so you have a certain amount of air in there, so you can either pop an inner tube or you can decrease the amount of air. So mouse traps and bear traps will get rid of the amount of air that you have in there. So it's pretty interesting, and like they seriously go pretty far into this. Like they, for a mini game, it's pretty in-depth. So what's kind of cool about this, while some of the games are a little lackluster, like the snowball one's simple, that doesn't mean it's bad, it's just, you know, simple. The snowball one is simple, and so is the Acro Aerials, which pretty much they even tell you right here on in the manual what buttons to press to do which moves. So you can string together the best possible moves to get the best possible score. So that, it's a little simple. But the ones that actually, you know, I'm pretty impressed by are the snowboard half pipe, because it's just a fun little faux 3D thing, especially from like a tech perspective. And then really the inner tube thrash, because that's like a fun competitive type of thing. They put a lot of effort into that one mini game. All the others are just kind of simple, but that one, pretty detailed. I was pretty happy with it. So that's all the different, you know, mini games that they have in it. And I guess before I wrap this up, because I'm actually surprised, I don't know when it's going to be after I edit this, but I'm coming up pretty close to the 17-minute mark of this, which is awesome. I was not expecting to get this much content out of a game I wasn't even able to play. But the last thing I want to leave off on, and I really wish I could leave a clip of this, the music. I might find like the YouTube long play I watched and include it in the show notes, but the music in this game is really freaking good. I guess, you know, Konami, it's, you know, that's one of the things they do best, it's music, but holy crap, it is seriously a really good soundtrack. Like I shouldn't say soundtrack, it's a really good, it has great music on the game, but all the different tracks on it are really fun to listen to. They're really peppy and kind of just, they're just good. Like, I don't know, I'd actually listen to these. Maybe not, like, on repeat or anything like that, but, you know, if I'm in the mood for some game music, for some chiptune stuff, I'd listen to these. Like, it, every single one is not bad. It's actually pretty decent. So, give it a listen. I mean, long play's only 16 minutes, so you're not going to be wasting a whole lot of time. It's legit. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So, I don't really have much more to add to this. So I'm going to pretty much wrap it up right now. So thank you all once again for listening to this episode of Still Loading. As usual, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes or whatever podcast listening device you're listening to this on. Seriously, if you have some time, give me a rate and review on iTunes, especially because that helps get the podcast out more. It helps, you know, promote the show to other people, and I'm honestly shitty at promoting my own show because I'm too embarrassed. I honestly don't know if this is even, I really don't know how good this show is, so I'm nervous, but I love doing it, so it's a ton of fun. But yeah, so please, if you have the chance, just give a rate and review. It would really mean a lot. It would help me out. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod on all of them. And that pretty much wraps it up. And on a quick little hint to the future, I have a fairly big project coming up that I think you're all going to like. I'm looking forward to doing this. I don't know how it's going to turn out yet, but I'm going to keep this under wraps. You just wait. It's going to be some good stuff. I hope you're all going to enjoy it. And that pretty much wraps it up. So thank you all once again, and I will see you all next time. Have a good week, everyone.